Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big fella. You know how when you buy a bag of salad, it goes... No, you don't.
That's funny.
Yeah, right. when you buy a bag of salad, it goes brown and all slimy.
Yeah.
Well, cookies don't do that.
That's right.
Okay, just so you know. That's right. Yeah.
They don't do that.
Right. Yeah. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time. One more week in cow country.
You're a funny guy.
Yeah. I've never bought a bag of salad in my life. Are you kidding me? All right, then.
Yeah.
Okay. Seeing how we're doing a be happy with what you have and be content show.
Right.
Look on the bright side.
Okay.
All right. Your favorite horse may have died.
Yes.
Okay. But look how much money you'll save on feed.
There you go.
Shoeing.
Yeah. And
vet fees. Entry fees.
Yeah, you name it.
Yeah. Look at how much money you're going to save.
We're saving money.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I may have got bucked off, but at least my friends weren't around to see it.
Oh, you hope.
Well.
You can get bucked off in the middle of the desert, and somebody will see it.
Been there.
I guarantee it.
Done it.
Yes.
Done it many times.
Yes.
True story. Okay. The price of cows may have dropped, but it takes my mind off my crashing 401k.
Do ranchers have 401ks?
Yeah, cows.
Cows.
401 cow.
Cows.
Is what they,
cows.
Is they get the 401 cow. All right. My longhorn bull got out, but at least I know all my neighbors.
At least, well, I know them intimately.
Intimately, yes. I get to know all my good neighbors. Okie dokie. My mother-in-law may have moved in with us, but I'm finally getting all my broken tack repaired.
There you go. Spend more time in the barn.
I'm out in the barn.
Yeah.
Working on my tractor, something like that.
Saddle shop. Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
I may have stuck the tractor in the bog. Okay, well, there's no sunny side to that one.
you can't come up with
okay, that. Never mind. All right, yeah. Lightning may have burned down my haystack.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Once again, no sunny side there. Yeah. But I guess you won't have to feed it out.
Well, you'll have to feed somebody else's hay.
There you go. Right. Yeah. My dog bit the UPS man.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but it's cut down on salesman traffic.
Salesman traffic is pretty light. Yeah.
Skid-ho.
Get him. Right.
I lost my thumb roping.
Yeah.
But at least I don't have the urge to hitchhike.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. Can only count to 8.5. Right. I lost my day job in town.
Oh,
yeah.
Dadgummit.
But now I can stay home. And that frees Mama up to get a day job in town.
Yeah, right. I've only been trying that for 40 years.
Yeah. It doesn't work, does it?
It does not work.
Yeah, right. I seized up the engine in my pickup.
Dadgummit.
But I'm sure saving money on fuel.
On fuel and oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tires.
Yeah, tires.
Right, yeah. Yeah. This one hurts. I backed over Mama's choke cherry tree with the tractor.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Well, at least that'll keep me from getting in trouble when I scar it with the weed whacker.
There you go.
Hey, we got a great show coming out of this week.
Oh, goody, goody.
The Rifters are riding along with us. Joel Nelson has some poetry. Jared Rogerson, Roy Rogers.
Yeah.
Riders in the Sky. Let's start with Sons of the San Joaquin.
Why not?
Happy Cowboy.
Hear my song as I ride along. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Herding the dark clouds out of the sky. Keeping the heavens blue.
Nowhere to go and nothing to do. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me ride that long trail down to the end where the skies are always blue.
Hear my song as I ride along. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Herding the dark clouds out of the sky. Keeping the heavens blue. Adi-do-lo-di-do, adi-do-lay-di-ay.
I ain't got a wife to bother my life. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me make my bed where the varmints prowl beneath the skies of blue.
Hear my song as I ride along. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Herding the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue.
I ain't got a dime, I'm just a spending my time. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me sing my song till they call me home to that land beyond the blue.
Hear my song as I ride along. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Herding the dark clouds out of the sky. Keeping the heavens blue.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Happy roving cowboy. Yeah, good stuff there from the Sons of the San Joaquin.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, hey, sure glad you're riding along with us this week.
Right.
Yeah, we're happy.
Happy, happy, happy.
We're content.
Yeah, yeah, why not?
Well, you just as well be, hadn't you? Yeah.
You know, the alternative is no fun.
Well, so what is the alternative? Just being miserable?
Yeah, just being miserable.
All the time?
Grumpy, grouchy, and just being a curmudgeon.
We're happy with what we have. We're content with what we do.
Yeah, we should be. We should be.
Now, it doesn't mean that everything's rainbows and unicorns all the time.
No,
right?
not at all.
Right.
But you cause more grief when you start looking at other people's equipment.
Oh.
Other people's horses.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Trailers.
Yeah.
Just go to a rodeo, for crying out
Holy
loud.
Holy cow.
Oh.
Go to a high school rodeo and see how much money is parked in the parking lot.
Ooh,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what? I'm happy for them.
I am, too.
And I'm thrilled I don't have to do that.
I don't have the payment.
Yeah. And I'm thrilled I don't have to pack my high schooler around the state anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, been there, done that.
We're content.
And, you know, one time I was complaining. I was just fed up having to chase these kids all over the state.
Sure.
Rodeo, sports, football, basketball, track.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, bleacher butt. Yeah. You know, just complain.
Uh-huh.
And then I was called to repentance.
By your good wife?
Well, not by my wife,
but
a coworker.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He says, now, Nelson, wait a minute. What are you complaining about?
Right.
Your kids are healthy enough.
Yeah.
And you are able to go and do this. You have the money to do this.
You have the means.
You have the means.
Right.
Your children are healthy.
Yep.
You're healthy.
Right.
Quit complaining.
That was a call to repentance.
Oh, man, let me tell you, Maxie, you dirty dog.
Good guy. Maxie is a good guy. Yeah, yeah. You know, I got to thinking about the quote, if you are not satisfied with what you have now,
uh-huh.
there will never be enough.
Right.
Ever. Right.
Well, Ed, the example also is you move into a new town.
Okay.
And you ask, well, how is this new town?
Sure.
And then the reply is, well, how was the town you left?
Oh, my. Oh, my. Are we going to get into that right now? I mean, I could go off on this one.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's interesting. I guess I hadn't thought about that. Of course, I haven't moved anywhere.
Right. And I'm right. not good.
And I'm not going to. Right. The next move we make will be to the cemetery on the hill.
That's right.
So,
Boot Hill.
Yeah, that's it. Interesting. Yeah. Okay, I'll just go ahead and do just a little. I'll scratch the surface of it. I refer to those people as back homers.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
They move into an area and they say, well, back home, this is how we used to do it.
Right.
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 Well, maybe you should go back home
yes.
and do it there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right. Now, I'm not saying that change is bad.
No, heavens no. And there are better and different ways of doing things. Yeah. I'll agree.
Absolutely. But maybe with a little tact.
Yeah. Ooh, what? How do you spell that?
Taxed. T-A-X-T. Taxed.
Taxed.
Well, you know, okay. Anyway, so I won't spend any more time on that.
But the case is, you know, if the town that you left, the area that you left was just no good for nothing, miserable, pretty soon this new town is going to be no good for nothing, miserable also.
That begs the question, did you bring yourself with you when you moved here?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you move someplace, you unpack your bags.
Right.
You're there, and you're there for good, and you're going to make the best of it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Let's ditch out to a commercial right now. And when we come back, Riders in the Sky are going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.